Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Top of PVRs on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler. And, well, you know, I personally like antiques. I especially like them in furniture and old architecture. I find it classy. And I like old school hip-hop music as well. I guess I just like the original. I like the beats and the music back then and the respectful lyrics. So, it's going to be my delight today to bring on as my guest one of the original American rappers, Curtis Blow. Mr. Blow is the first commercially successful hip-hop artist to be signed to a major record label, and his hit single, The Breaks, from his 1980 debut album was the first certified gold record rap song. Throughout his career, Mr. Blow has reached over 50. He has released over 15 albums, I should say, and is currently, if you can believe it, an ordained minister. As a producer, Curtis Blow was behind the hits of artists like the Fat Boys, Run DMC, Full Force, Russell Simmons, and Wyclef Jean. Well, next month on Saturday, May 9th, Mr. Blow will be participating in a concert at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. And the concert is sponsored by Lehman Center in association with Sal Albertello, who's from Fever Records. And the event celebrates the 38th anniversary of the legendary Bronx nightclub Disco Fever and will be a show night of old school hip hop as part of this Fever reunion throwback concert. And alongside Curtis Blow will be other hip hop artists such as Rob Bass, the Sugar Hill Gang, Biz Markie, Grandmaster, Melly Mel, and Scorpio of the Furious Five, Soul Sonic, Force, Sweet G, Shane, Fearless Four, T Sky Valley, Spider D, wow, this is a mouthful, Spoony G, Busy Bee Starkey, and others. And also, bringing up the beats will be DJ Marley Marl, DJ Hollywood, and DJ Brucey B. Well, you know what? There's going to be so many artists that night that instead of starting at 8 o'clock, as they generally do, the show will start at 7 p.m. So if you like hip-hop music, I would suggest that you go and you buy your tickets as soon as possible. You know what? I'll give you the number. That should help you out a bit, shouldn't it? You can call the Lehman Center box office at 718-960-8833 or go online at www.lehmancenter.org. Well, I have...
Hello?
Yes, I was about to introduce you to say I have you here. And so, hello, how are you? Welcome to the show, Mr. Blow.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me. My pleasure. My pleasure to be here. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm delighted to have you on. Definitely. You know, talking to the PR for the college, and she was telling me that she felt that hip-hop and rap are two different genres. And I said, oh, I don't think so. But I said, I'm going to ask you, is it? Is there a difference or a distinction between hip-hop and rap?
Well, yes, there definitely is. Hip-hop is more of the umbrella, is the whole umbrella, and rap is a part of the umbrella. Hip-hop is more of a way of life, like a culture, you know, and that's very, very serious when I say that, when I say culture, because culture is actually a way of life where people, the music that they listen to, the way they walk, the way they talk, their accent, their fashion, their religion, their art, the music, the way they dance, you know, all of that is a part of our culture. The goings on in one's life during the course of a day. What do they do? What is the music that they listen to? So hip hop is a general term, meaning a way of life for a society of young people who love and cherish the elements of hip hop, which are first and foremost rap or the MC, scratching or DJing, turntablism. And we have graffiti or the art, the aerosol art. And of course, the dance is the b-boying or breakdance. So there are other elements to the culture like fashion and beatboxing or pop locking, promoting business, you know, religion, of course, you know. And we have a hip hop church, praise the Lord.
Do you know if the beginning of hip hop came out of the Bronx? I heard it was born in the South Bronx in the early 1970s. What do you
Yes, think? That is the general concise opinion, is that it was birthed out of the South Bronx and Harlem, and it spread throughout the five boroughs, caught on like wildfire, you know? It was incredible to see just the spread of this evolution, this culture that just took the world by storm.
Well, prior to it taking the world by storm, were there even record companies at the time signing up rap hip-hop artists?
Yeah, there's a whole history of where it started in the South Bronx, of course, and then it was around for about 7 or 8 years. We were rapping and scratching and breakdancing in the South Bronx and Harlem 7, 8 years before the first record came out in 1979. There was an artist by the name of King Tim III. He did a song called Personality Jock for the Fatback Band. And of course, the big monumental hit, Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight, in the summer of 1979. That was when it really, really kicked off and started a whole big explosion, because that song was so hot. Everyone played it. Every car, every train, every bus, everything was playing this song every minute. I mean, you just heard it. Every boombox, every taxi cab, radio station. I mean, everybody was on this song, and it was such a huge hit. And so from those first records in 1979 to 80 to 81, 82, and then along came Run DMC, that crossed it over pop, along with Blondie with the Rapture record. And from there, the mid-80s, man, you had, you know, a whole slew of rappers and MCs making records, and we just had an industry. We had a dynasty, I'd like to think, you know, in the early 80s. And it was an incredible movement that was very, very young and very fresh and vibrant.
Oh, the reason I ask is because I read somewhere where you were the first to sign with a major record company like Mercury Records and bring out
right.
the gold record, gold rap record.
Right,
gold
right.
Rap song.
Praise the Lord. So I'd like to think that was a special time. I think God had chose me for that special time, to be in the right place at the right time, being a college student and then knowing how to work the system, getting into a major label, and just working all the different departments of the label, and, you know, from the publicity to the promotions department, A&R art department, the video department, just meeting everyone and working the system. And the big thing about it, the most important thing about it, was that I worked the publicity and promotions department, and, you know, working the system there, you know, being on a major label means that we had major press. So I was doing the promotions tours, the promotional tours. They sent me everywhere in 1980. I was the first to travel Europe. You know, go to places I never heard of before, like Belgium and I mean, the Eiffel Tower, Champs-Élysées, and Berlin and Hamburg. Oh my gosh, all these different places. The UK, London. I was there first. And when I got there, my record company, we were a major label. So that means we had major offices in every major city around the world. So when I got to these places, they had it set up with all the press, magazines, radio, newspapers, television, all of this stuff was set up in the conference room of each city that my record company had offices at. And they were huge. They were the biggest, because they were like Universal is today. So, you know,
was
I worked
a shock
the system.
To your system? I mean, so all of a sudden, all that publicity and attention, and was it scary for you to know what to do and go all the places they told
you? Oh, no, it wasn't quite scary. I wouldn't say it was scary. It was more fascinating and like a dream world, if anything. But I'll tell you, I was prepared, being that I was in hip-hop 7, 8 years before that, you know. So I knew how to work an audience. I could play, you know, I could MC on a street corner. I was majoring in speech broadcasting and communications when I got the record deal. I was a junior in college. So, you know, I knew how to function within the mainstream, per se. So I was working
that
the system.
Yeah,
big, major advantage. And like I said, I think it was really mystical and like a miracle, miraculous, that God had chose me to be at the forefront. I mean, when you talk about pioneer, the first to do, I got all the stats. I got the first, I have the first certified gold rap song. I have the first tour, the first national commercial, the first to travel to the United States, across the United States and Europe. And so all of these things, I feel that it was like designed by God, just a dream world, really, really crazy, crazy, crazy. And that's something that, you know, I hold deep and dear in my heart. And I thank God every day for that. And I'll never forget it. It's the best time in my life.
Well, is that why you decided on a Christmas rapping, to do a Christmas song? Was that your first major song that Mercury Records produced?
Yeah, my first major song. And actually, it's my favorite of them all, over 150 songs. And so Christmas rap is my baby. That was the idea of J.B. Moore, the producer. J.B. Moore and Robert Ford were my producers for the first five albums. And J.B. came up with that idea. We could make a song about Christmas and it will last forever because people will play it every Christmas, like Nat King Cole. And that's exactly what happened. But little did we know, Christmas is the birth of Christ. That is the main thing about that. We weren't trying to make a song about the birth of Christ. We were talking about Santa Claus visiting a house in Harlem on Christmas Eve, and he was partying. But God had another plan.
I want to play a little bit of it. It's long.
Well, thank you. You'll check it out.
Yeah, do you mind if I play a little version of it now?
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Okay, and we'll get back. I had to edit it down, of course, but here we go. Christmas wrapping.
You give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, chop, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna ring it, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rapping about to happen like a D. You were slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird. And if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. The people let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying. Here, well, the home was out, snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate it sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static. On the chance that the fans put somebody breaking in, put the noise on the top with a reindeer top, just a trick, Saint Nick, and I let the sucker in. Holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the skin should have been. Gets cool for a fool, going out every you for a day on the same when the cold winds blow. To the beer, maybe weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the fall when it's in below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music's hot and our chance of dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go.
All right, folks, that was a snippet
Yes, the Christmas rap. Wow.
Right.
Yes, that was my song. Praise the Lord.
And another one of your songs, which was really a big, big seller, was The Breaks, which I'm going to play at the end
yes.
of the show.
Yes, The Breaks was actually the first certified gold rap song in the history of hip hop, the first plaque for hip hop. But not only that, it was the second certified gold 12-inch in the history of music. The first certified gold uh-huh. song was Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer's Enough is Enough. And that's a little music history for you folks.
Well, thank you. Another part of music history is that you came out first with If I Rule the World, right? And then Nas did it later.
Nas did a remake of it, and it was quite good. It went double platinum, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my hat goes off to Nas for classic alive and you know, representing the old schoolers like he did. Thank you.
You know, that's always great when people sample other artists' music. It keeps it alive. And it's
yes.
nice to hear in other people's versions of it.
Yes. That was beautiful. That was a beautiful rendition. And I loved his lyrics. And also Lauryn Hill, you can never beat having her on the hook. She was just incredible. When I first heard that song, I listened to it over and over and over again for about 2 hours. Couldn't believe it.
Wow.
It sounds so good. Yep.
Isn't that great? Well, I want to talk about your upcoming show, which is at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. And if you don't know where it is, it's at 250 Bedford Park Boulevard West, folks, in the Bronx. And you can get there by the D or the 4 train and get off at the Bedford Park stop. Now, I also want to tell you that the name of this concert has to do with celebrating a Fever reunion. Is that correct? For the nightclub, Disco Fever.
Yes. For those of you folks who don't know about the Disco Fever was the number one club in New York City from about the years of 1979, 80 to about 1984, 85. And it was just an incredible place to be. It was a small club, only held about 400 or 500 people, but it was the place to be. So much music for hip hop, so much rap music. Early rap stuff was either inspired or created right out of that club.
Was that your hangout too?
Oh yeah. I mean, I used to do before I made records. I actually had a night there. I was an MC on Tuesday nights with Grandmaster Flash. I'll never forget it. We used to rock the Disco Fever on Tuesdays. But it definitely my hang up. I remember pulling my bus, my tour bus, up to the Disco Fever to hang out after I'd come from local shows like Philly. We'd drive up from Washington, D.C., you know, to get to the Fever. The place stayed open all night long till about 10 in the morning.
Wow.
It was a definite hangout. But
well,
not only was it a great hangout, the owner, Sal Abatello, is like my best friend. This guy was a powerhouse in the community. We did a lot of stuff for the Bronx that doesn't get mentioned, like a lot of functions and benefits and raising money for the United Negro College Fund. We put up basketball courts and theme parks in the Bronx. We also opened up a roller skating ring up in the Bronx,
wow,
on the west side of the Bronx. So, you know, that club, Disco Fever, did a lot of community service, a lot of helping out in the community, definitely. And I praise God. I thank God for just being around people like that.
Well, Sal is he's also does the freestyle shows, and as I mentioned, he'll be doing your show, and that's going to be on May 9th. And there's going to be so many people. I guess I could name some of them if I didn't already. It was Grandmaster Mallory Mal and Rob Bass and Biz Markie and the Sugar Gang, and there's going to be so many others. Are you happy to or excited to work with these guys again on stage?
Yeah, like I said, you know, this was the number one club for about 4 or 5 years in the early days of my career when I was booming. So, you know, a lot of friends I haven't seen in a long time. Like, I can't wait to see Sweet G and people like DJ Hollywood. And I mean, it's going to be a great good old family reunion.
Definitely. They're going to be playing the
May
the
9th.
The Beats on the show that night. I should mention that Dr. Bob Lee is going to be co-hosting it.
Right. Dr. Bob Lee, we go way back, man. I used to ride in his van and go around New York City giving out T-shirts when he just was a driver of the vans back in the early 80s. So now he's doing his thing, and he deserves it. What a great man. Great man. He's been in radio for a long time, and he does his thing. He's a good man.
Well, I want to make sure your show sells out, so let me give them, the fans that love hip-hop, and especially old-school hip-hop, call the box office, the Lehman Center box office at 718-960-8833, or if you're on the computer like I am all the time, go online and dial up www.lehmancenter.org and get your tickets. Now, I also, and as you know, we got Curtis Blow on the show right now telling us about the show and about the reunion of all these great guys that, listen to music. That's all I did last night while I was preparing for the show is listen to it. Listen to your music and Biz Markie's and Rob Bass and all those people.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad. Yeah, some happy music.
Well, I want to ask you, too, how has, or in my opinion, well, I should ask you what your opinion is about, do you think that rap music has changed from its origins now?
It has changed, definitely. A lot of people my age, of course, you know, the old schoolers, let's say there's a generation gap in hip hop, but in order for us to bridge the gap, we should do it with love. And I support the young people of today, and I thank them for keeping hip hop alive today. It's theirs, and so it's their world, you know. And we can talk until we're blue in the face about lyrics. But I say this, the raps today are wittier, they're complicated, they're faster, and it's a real challenge for an old schooler to keep up with the new, you know, styles of today. There's swagger, we call it a mad flavor or mad styles, a lot of variety. You have the West Coast, you have Kanye and Common over in Chicago and Nelly over in St. Louis, of course, traditional New York. Then you have the Dirty South is jumping off. But the most incredible thing about hip hop today is that if you travel outside of America, and from when I first started rapping, people, you know, everyone raps in English, you know, and I used to get people from Europe coming to America say, oh, I learned how to speak English from listening to your song, The Breakthrough. But now you travel outside of America. You go to Germany, they rap in German. You go to Italy, they rap in Italian. You go to Spain, they rap in Spanish. So it seems like the countries outside of America have embraced hip hop, but they have turned it into their own culture, and native cats are rapping in their native tongue. And that's the most incredible thing to witness today, to see how there is a German hip. You go to Germany, there's a German hip hop scene. Oh, yeah, there's an American hip hop scene in Germany. But there's a German hip-hop scene. There's an Italian hip-hop scene. There's a hip-hop scene.
I mean, they're
listen,
into it.
You think they ain't? I mean, listen.
Ting-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-tang-
Yeah, it's going down.
I just watched the whole show. I didn't understand them, but they were so comical and doing the dances and wearing the clothing, and they were into it. The Japanese, I mean, they love
yep.
it.
Yep.
I also want to ask you about, have you ever seen that show Empire?
Uh-huh.
It's a Lee Daniels and Danny Strong created show that stars
right.
Terrence Howard. Well, I think
right.
they've brought rock up to another place, I think. At least that's my opinion. They brought it up to another notch. If you've watched it, I think people that never to rap are now listening to rap based on what they hear on Empire.
Oh yeah, but not only that, it is taken the reality show out of the reality show. And it's brought back acting, like straight acting and drama, not live drama, but written drama. It's brought back real official television. And
it's beautiful
and,
music,
I think it's
though.
Great. Yes.
I mean, it has brought the music up a notch and hip hop way up a notch. I think it's really made it beautiful. I love it.
Yes,
anyway,
I think it's exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting. And I'm glad to see all the shows now featuring, starring in drama, people of color. So we've taken over the network this year, the network. And hopefully
yeah.
the Emmys. But anyway, it's been really nice talking to you. We've come to the end of my show. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to say?
Yes. I thank God for the opportunity for me to still be around to continue to do this. And I can't wait till May 9th to see all my old friends, everybody in the house, Sal, Fiva, Sweet G, rest in peace, Junebug. And all my friends, man, I'll see you guys soon. May 9th. Let's do it.
Oh, and I also want to ask you, I know you've become a minister, and I hear you're performing all the time outside of Lehman Center. Where can people find you outside of Lehman Center?
Well, you can usually get at me on Twitter, the Curtis Blow and the number one, or my Instagram. And I'll post everywhere, everything I'm doing all the time. Okay,
all
so you
right.
guys can find me. All right.
Well, thank you for allowing us to find you here on the Blake Radio Network and Rainbow Soul. And again, I thank
no
you
problem.
For this flow for coming on the show. And I'll say this
no
one
problem.
More time. Go get the tickets. Call the box office at 718-960-8833 and support the show. Or go online at www.leanscenters.org. And again, I thank Curtis Blow for being our guest today. And this is the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. I'm Deirdre Shuley, your host, thanking my listening audience for making my topically yours. And you know what? We're going to end the show with Curtis Blow's hit, The Breaks. So here we go. Curtis Blow. The Breaks.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are The Breaks. Breaks in a bus, breaks on the car, breaks to make you a superstar. Breaks to win and breaks to lose, but these here breaks will rock your shoes. And these are The Breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. She runs off with him to Japan.
That's the
breaks.
That's the
breaks. And the IRS says they want a cat.
That's the breaks. That's the breaks.
And you can't explain why you claimed your cat.
That's the breaks. That's the breaks. keep on. Somebody scream! Breakdown! Breaks on the stage, breaks on the screen, breaks to make your wallet lean. Breaks run cold and breaks run hot. Break it up, break it up, break down. To the girl in brown, stop messing around.
Break it up, break it up.
To the guy in blue, what you gonna do?
Break it up, break it up.
And to the girl in green, don't be so mean.
Break it up, break it up.
And the guy in red, say what I said.
You've been listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Souls.